بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي موسى رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أعظم الناس أجرا في الصلاة أبعدهم إليها ممشا فأبعدهم الذي ينتظر الصلاة حتى يصليها مع الإمام أعظم أجرا من الذي يصليها ثم ينام. متفق عليه. As Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, the people who receive the greatest reward for salah are those who live furthest away and the next furthest. One who waits for salah so that he could perform it with the imam receives a greater reward than the one who performs it and then he goes to sleep. Two important things in this hadith. In other words, as we mentioned previously, the person staying furthest away from the masjid and he takes a walk to the masjid, then he gets great reward. Therefore, in this hadith, إِنَّ أَعْظَمَ النَّاسِ أَجْرًا, those people, or the greatest in reward from the people regarding salah, are those who are furthest away walking to the masjid, and then the next furthest. And the second thing is, the person does not wait for the imam. He reads his own salah, and because he's tired, he goes to sleep. Compared to him is the other person who waited for the imam, especially in that time, the time of Sahaba, radiallahu anhu majma'in. Rasulullah s.a.w. was the imam, and they would wait for Rasulullah s.a.w. to emerge from his home, then jama'at would take place. So there was an occasion once, when Rasulullah s.a.w. delayed in coming out for Salatul Isha. He was some of the Sahaba who waited for long, and then they decided to read the salat and they went back home. Others remained and they waited for Rasulullah to emerge. And even though he came out quite late that particular night, they made the salatul isha and then he praised those who remained behind. And he said, as long as you were remaining for salah, it was as though you were in salah. So therefore, those who are waiting for the imam to read the salatul jama'at, then their reward will be greater than those who read it individually and go back home and sleep. وعن بريدة رضي الله عنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال بشر المشائين في الظلم إلى المساجد بالنور التام يوم القيامة رواه أبو داود الترمذي. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that give glad tidings of complete radiance on the day of Qiyamah for those who walk in the dark hours to the masjid, in darknesses. So it is late, maybe before Fajr or Fajr time, Isha time. So those who are walking to the masjid, they have great rewards. Rasulullah said, Bashiru, give them glad tidings. Al-Mashya'in, those who are walking, ila al-Masajid, to the masjids, bin Nuri Tam. What glad tidings must you give them? They'll have a complete Nur. On the day of Qiyamah, we know that there will be darkness, and Allah Ta'ala will give the believers Nur. Nuruhum yas'a bayna aydihim wa bi'imanihim ila akhir al-ayah. Then they'll have Nur to guide them. So this is one of the a'mal, one of the deeds that if a person does, then he'll get this special nur on the day of Qiyamah, enabling him to see in the dark. That is, when the person in this dunya walked in the dark hours of the night or the day or in the morning to come for salah. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillah. Subhanallah.